Most of the corn grown in the United States goes into livestock feed and ethanol. But people in the Midwest will literally wait in a line for an ear of fresh, hot corn on the cob, a quintessential summer snack. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer says sweet corn comes in many varieties, but most people don't know or care.
Ajay Nair knows sweet corn.
There's one called Early Sun Glow.
He says farmers plant what sells.
There's one, a yellow color type, it's called Cafe.
But they also consider how quickly sugar is converted to starch, how long the ears last after harvest.
Another cultivar called Cuppa Joe.
Nair says consumers care mostly about sweetness, texture, and the intensity of the corn flavor.
We have Bodacious Silver Queen.
They don't pay a whole lot of attention to the name.
There's a cultivar called Temptation.
But the Iowa State University horticulture professor says one name has become almost synonymous with sugary, two-color sweet corn.
Peaches and cream. It's easy to say, easy to remember, and it's fun.
At the farmer's market in Ames, Iowa, Ray Olson does a brisk business with his sweet corn.
What's the difference?
That one's got a little more corn flavor. This one just isn't yellow. And this was probably the most popular, the black color.
Then how about that one?
He has this conversation again and again. Customers want yummy corn. Beyond that, most have little preference. But a few returning customers are more discerning.
You know, some of the corn is really rich. Like the examples down here, the ears or the corn kernels are really, you know, full and rich.
Glenda Storms Bice asks for smaller ears, ones Olson says are a little less mature.
I actually think the ones with a little smaller kernels are sometimes a little sweeter. They also get in your teeth a little less.
As she picks through a crate to select the ears she wants, Terry Flocker of Kansas City compares cooking strategies with her.
And I wrap it in like a burrito or whatever, and then get it wet, and then put it on the plate and just cook in the microwave like that.
Oh, see, and I don't even peel mine before I put it in the microwave.
Versus, you know, back in the day when my mom would cook corn or whatever, you'd boil it and get the kitchen
hot,
and
yes,
steamy.
Exactly.
And
moist.
And it's like,
you know, no.
Olson says he grows 6 varieties each year. He knows which he can plant earlier and which ones are most popular with customers who rarely know any of the names.
Okay.
Several stalls over, Deal's Orchard has a sign declaring the week's sweet corn is a variety called Christine. Benji Deal says it's done well for him.
It's our sweetest variety that we grow. It's a bicolor. Nice and tender. I think it's a little more tender than some other varieties.
Deal says a few customers will ask for a variety by name, but more often they choose by color.
Today I saved 6 ears for someone because we were almost all out, and so I knew she always stopped by and wants the all yellow.
Midwest states that lead in field corn production, think Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, don't stand out when it comes to national production of sweet corn. The Iowa Corn Promotion Board says sweet corn accounts for just 1% of corn grown in the state. Still, for hungry attendees on the final Friday of the Iowa State Fair, it's the only kind that matters.
Thank you, sir. You are very helpful. Thank you so much.
A boy hands out napkins to people in line for a free ear of corn. It comes on a paper plate from an FFA teen. Fair volunteer Mary Smith squirts margarine from a squeeze bottle onto the corn for those who want it. Most people also stop at a table to shake on some salt. Wade and Stella Hardiman came to Iowa for a family reunion.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Very delicious.
Really sweet. It's my first time.
Richard Wagaman of Essex, Iowa, may have a more refined palate than some.
So I don't know what, it kind of tastes like ambrosia, but it may be some other brand. They've got so many now. But could be peaches and cream or something like that, but it's very good.
It's first come, first served until they run out. John Carpenter from Kansas City waits in line with his fiancée. He declares the corn incredible.
I'll be moving to Iowa to have more of this sweet corn as often as I'd like.
Now I'm going to find a place to eat my corn.
That is definitely an ear of Iowa sweet corn.
But what kind was it? Farmer Ron Deerdorf, who grew it, isn't telling. He says anything beyond the obvious, by color, is proprietary information. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.